Come on, folks, it's begun now, so you can be quiet. Everybody's not here to make noise. Come here.
Attorney, I'm looking at everybody's group, Chris Lewis. As much as if he put the gun to his brain. He murdered him. Now, if you don't think it's important to remember something he said to you, a way of advice. By the way, just looking down and seeing one of our jury.
How about the lights?
I don't know if they told you. Winnie called from Philadelphia. They talked to her. She may not be able to get down here. May have postponed her vacation. She's coming for 2 weeks, so she called our headquarters church. Okay.
Sound up a little bit.
I have a lot on my mind. She may, but she doesn't know. She just said something came up. I guess she'll probably write you out. But the Bar Association doesn't like this crap. Now I have the next report. That was really a miracle. I'll be so goddamn glad. I don't know how you feel, but I'm open about how I feel. I love Morning, but I'll be so goddamn glad to see him strip him of that license so his ass has to scream. Getting tired, he might be with you, too. Save the little scrawny ass. About it, right about it.
Right
about it. I don't doubt. Casanova said, we'll get the tapes off this film where he praised this damn Nineveh about us. Send that back. You know the movie we got here? I'd like to send the audio part to the DA too. Say, DA, we'd like you to write a letter. We'd like you to appreciate you. Grades on the other exam, Jeff. Alright, let me see. Listen, everyone, because those will be tested. United Nations Special Committee for the Decolonization demands an end to racism. United Nations Special Committee for Decolonization demands an end to racism, and USA is charged, as in always the case the last few days, of being one of the chief practitioners or perpetrators of racism. An end to monopoly capitalism's control in South Africa by all of the U.S. monopolies and her Western nation allies and friends. United Nations, 122 voted, 119 for, 3 against. That's how much of the world is turning against the United States multinational big monopolies in South Africa. United Nations, yes. United Nations Committee on Racism just closed its session today. Now, that is very significant, 119 to 3, only 3 supported U.S. capitalism. That's why the U.S. is dying, because people have seen it for what it is. People outside can see it better than those inside, apparently, the only people they want to see it. Anyway, when the monopolies are eliminated in South Africa, that would be the end of South Africa. And South Africa sees the pressure being brought to bear. And South Africa, don't forget, I told you a couple days ago, is making it a separate deal with the blacks, it is felt. So all of a sudden, the monopolies of South Africa that are now in U.S. control may be taken over by the South African government if the Patriotic Front will allow them to exist, so U.S. will lose all those minerals. Either way, it'll be a rough day for American capitalism. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because South Africa can see the handwriting on the wall. And they'll have to change their racial policy too. But South Africa felt that when their negotiations with the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, they said that USA had used them. That much of the profits, Union of South Africa, don't go to the whites even in South Africa. They end up in the pockets of the big corporate rich in USA. So this strange racist practice of apartheid, yet the citizens of South Africa also realize that to some degree they are also niggers, because U.S. capitalism has been taking them for a ride. So don't be shocked at any kind of strange marriage that may come out here. Anyway, if that happens, if USA loses the mineral-rich South Africa, the billions that they've been scraping out of South Africa, she's done. Well, no question about it. She's over with. They demand international isolation of these racist regimes, such as the United States, and this carried the same vote. Demand international isolation of these racist regimes, including USA and Union of South Africa, of course. And, of course, not going to be so easy to isolate, but it shows what their mind is thinking about. Communist Party of Finland came out strongly in support of the Soviet Union today, away from a Euro-revisionist course. It had been a Euro-revisionist party, came out strong, 60 years old today, and it has up 7% of the population. That's a strong communist party with 7% of the population. That's 7% of the population members. Has more influence than that because the communists are strict about who they take in. You understand what I'm saying? They test them. That's their usual pattern. Civilian and servicemen being accused of conspiracy against Somoza. Somoza has arrested half of his army heads, say Radio Moscow, but his time is short-lived. Nicaragua, broad general participation of all levels in a strike till Somoza resigns. Somoza is trying to get some special help from the CIA. He will attempt a military hardline policy and will try to get IMF to help him bolster his economy from this pressure he's under, but the USA, in view of world opinion, is so strong against Somoza that they're thinking, Radio Moscow, that the USA will not dare give Somoza any support. So, they used him for 44 years. That's how capitalists do. That's why our thinks ought to learn a lesson. They work for them, then when they get time to drop you, they drop you. And they think they'll drop him. And Somoza represented worries in a press conference that there would be no nation because of his practices of capitalism and fascism. There'd be no nation that would take him today where he'd be safe. And the ones that he might go to are in such a state of rebellion, like Spain, that's really fascist at heart, and Iran, their cities are in uproar. There's only two places he thought he might go to, and there he didn't think he'd be safe. Chairman Wa in Yugoslavia, the last day, avoided talking about the relaxation of military tensions and the arms race. Radio Moscow says China is obsessed with nuclear war, and she very likely will bring about a nuclear war with this obsession. China's growing alliance with the West is only on paper. China is basically communist at heart, but she is too nationalistic, said Radio Moscow. Imperialism presently is the greatest threat to Asia, where Cambodia has been given arms by China and USA to be doing some of the things she's been doing. Radio Moscow said, in spite of what Senator McGovern points out, that Cambodia has gone nationalistic. How many understood this by now? Started with the Communist Revolution, the Khmer Rouge, but the nationalists ended up the fascists taking over, and they've killed over one-third of the population. That's a lot of people. I forgot what the population is. I'd like to know that sometime if someone can give me the population figures. I think it was about 7 million, but one-third are dead. It may be worse than that. Do they have any statistics on that, Comrade Grubbs, in the library? Could you give it to me? I'd like for us to try to weigh in our minds what it means a third of a nation being starved to death and killed. The fear annexation, I'll wait till he gets back. Any questions on what I just said? Well, I'll tell him I'll not call him up for test anyway. The fear annexation of Mongolia by China. The Soviet Union has brought in its army because it fears that China is going to try to annex Mongolia. They have gotten so expansionist and overconfident. Again, the Soviet Union reminds China, you don't know what we have militarily, and if you did know, you would quit playing around, like you are playing around with world peace. You want to ask something here? What do you want to ask me? I'm sorry.
No, I was just wondering, one-third of the people that died of starvation and disease, wasn't that in Cambodia?
It's Cambodia, that's what I said. Kampuchea, Cambodia, one the same. They both mean the same. The Cambodians have renamed their country Kampuchea. Libya, Colonel Gaddafi, interviewed by Japan News. He opposes Sadat's separate peace with Israel in the United States talks. It's being planned for September 6th between Carter, Egypt, and Israel. He says it ignores the Palestinian problem and them being held now in concentration camps. He said that Libya will join part in a military effort to prevent the United States from militarily upholding the claims of Israel. Two of the conquered lands of the Gaza Strip she stole from Egypt, we all know that now, and the West Bank she stole from Jordan, and southern Lebanon from the Lebanese. SWAPU, Southwest African People's Organization. Joshua Nkoma and Robert Mugabe is meeting with them. South African troops crossed into Namibia. Presence there is illegal. The presence there is illegal. They say they are there to assure a just settlement for South Africa. It sounds like Africa is more and more trying to make a separate deal. So USA is going to have be red-faced again. Dozens of guerrillas killed in Rhodesia by U.S. planes, and their families were also wiped out in one village with napalm, that lovely jelly that causes the skin to fall off, to strip their bones. Ethiopian National Army, the Socialist Army, have begun restoring order in Eritrea. Radio Moscow says that Eritrean resistance, backed by USA mercenaries, has pretty well been cooled down. Farmers associations, people in Eritrea can work in peace now. They form farmer associations and have collectivized the land, and Ethiopia has and control the mercenaries. According to Radio Moscow, Eritrea would not even have a resistance right now if it were not for hired mercenaries from USA trained over there in the same base in New Mexico. Soviet orbital station. Newsman asked if there was being experiments done in space war. The Soviet Union said, are you foolish enough to expect us to answer that question? That's a pretty good answer. They did say that some of the things they're doing in outer space will help in the control of disease. I don't know what they're referring to. Maybe a doctor might be. And what they've done, what they've learned about energy and will be able to utilize energy will help the economy of all nations of the world that want to live peacefully. And they will share their meteorological studies where they've absolutely been able to find out any earthquake that will come from outer space. How would they do that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm not a scientist. That's interesting. They can learn from outer space directly when typhoons and earthquakes are coming, but they give people advance warning to get out of the way. They said they will not share it with USA under the present attitude of USA. You don't have any ideas on that, you can give it later. Grain harvesting in the Soviet Union. Record crop since beginning of the revolution, 1917. They have never had such a grain harvesting crop. And this was done in spite of what CIA attempted to do to destabilize the elements. Apparently the Soviets knew how to stabilize the elements, and they have had the best grain harvest in the Soviet Union, the best of all years since the revolution, 1917. Last week, purchases of rye, millet, other cereals will be increased by the government so that they can send those supplies. They buy them from the collective farms so they can send those supplies. They'll have much excess. They feel that they have enough excess of millet, cereals, and the products, the byproducts of wheat, to stop starvation in the whole Ethiopian region. That's quite an outstanding breakthrough. University of Moscow, developing countries, 6,000 foreign specialists will be turned out by the end of this year. 6,000 specialists in science, varying degrees of science, will go back to third world countries who have been paid, their education is paid for in full by the Soviet government. 300 million housed, what's this? No. That can't be. Someone took these notes for a little bit at a time while I was doing something else. That's not possible. There's no 300 million people in the Soviet Union. Yes, there are. Probably there are, aren't they, by now? I think there are. They're ahead of us. And what are we in the U.S.? It's over 250 now. Ahead of us. I said 300 million people in the Soviet Union will be housed completely in the Soviet Union. They had enough housing to house 300 million Soviet citizens or people in Soviet Union last year. And the new housing construction, rents, will, in most major cities, not be charged. And rents will not exceed 4% of the income. It was 5%, but any place they will not... Imagine that. If you made $400 a month income, how much rent? The highest you could pay would be $16 a month with everything furnished. Phone, lights, gas, and telephone. We'd have it made with some of the Social Security checks and some money I've sold my body for all these years. We have it made. You wouldn't be a burden on nobody. Hear what I'm talking about? Because we can, the food is cheap and the living is cheap. So we could go to, if we ever had to go there out of some way of protecting us, and if they offered us protection, we would be able to go there and not be a burden on them. That makes one feel good, doesn't it? Crimea meetings of Warsaw Pact. All Crimean, there have been a call out of all of the allies of the Soviet Union to be in readiness for the war that China is preparing to bring. 31 Congresses of the Soviet Union Communist Party, 31st Congress, rather, of the Soviet Communist Party is meeting beginning this week. Cooperation of Soviet Union and all socialist countries have been guaranteed, and they're writing contracts of peace and friendship with all those that wish to sign, because the Soviet says that war is in the wind and we want to know who is our friend and who is our enemy. The Soviet government expressed absolute assurance to the world that the Soviet Union will survive and less than 3% of its population will be destroyed. Now, they got 300 million people, they'll only lose 9. What the hell they got? They got something. It's not all underground shelters. They got something. They got some laser that's going to stop, laser beams going to stop those bombs, it looks like. They got a lot more territory, but they have to have more than that. It takes a lot more than that. They got a lot of people living in cities. How many going to die in USA? That's why you want to go back to USA. What? How many going to die there? 3 out of 4 die in the first few minutes. If there's 250 million, how many does that mean now? It's over 200 million. Already over 200 million. The government said over 200 million will die within just a few minutes. But of course, what does the capitalists care about? They know if they lose the war, they're going to be all charged for high crimes against the people anyway. Camp David. United States President says meeting will be a decisive one. Each demands concessions. Begin says he will not pull out of occupied lands, says Moscow. And some say this is a smokescreen to cover up Sadat's further concessions that he will make in the name of Arabs. But the Arabs will resist this, as they have already expressed on the radio broadcast. Libya will fight rather than see any concessions given to Israel. 10% of U.S. servicemen are, oh Jesus Christ, have already been sent to the Mideast to aid in the settlement. We're going to have a damn war over there. 1 out of 10 of U.S. soldiers are over in the Near East. 10% of the entire standing U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force is over there on fleets are in occupied lands of Israel right now. What the hell are they doing this for? Has anybody got any... What the goddamn hell would they protect Israel? She hadn't got a drop of oil. Does the Gaza Strip have a lot of oil? The West Bank have a lot of oil? South Lebanon hasn't got any oil. Does the West Bank have it? Gaza has some. I know Gaza has some oil, but is it worth this? They're all crazy, I think. Yes.
It may be an antiquated policy, Dad, but traditionally over the years, the U.S. has been very, very concerned that the USSR does not have direct access to the Mediterranean Sea out of the Caspian Sea. And with the control of Syria and with movement into, with socialist development now in Lebanon, and so I think they may feel that they have to keep it in order to prevent direct access to the Mediterranean. That's been a policy for, I know, years and years, very heavily embedded in the State Department.
Well, the way they're going 10%, you can count, you better be writing your letters to your loved ones. Drop thoughts of you going there and try to get them out of there while they got time. I'm telling you, if they put 10% of their forces over there, the Arabs are not going to allow that. They're not going to allow USA, and the Organization of African Unity has been crying about this, and so is the Arab League. They say they will not tolerate U.S. presence in that region. Where was I at now? There, it's just about over. Colonel Gaddafi warns this meeting directed against peace. Colonel Gaddafi also warned, again, that the Arab League will resist it. They're trying to help Israel sabotage a just peace in the Mideast, said the president of Jordan. Vietnam-Chinese clash. But China, for some reason, has not reclaimed 1 mile of her territory from Little Vietnam yet. China must be taking USSR seriously. Chinese provocations on the border, but they have not been able to reclaim the land that Vietnam has taken over. Chinese attacked Vietnamese border guards, ethnic Chinese in between the border that they won't let go back to Vietnam, or that won't let them into China, rather, after they said they wanted them. But they found out these Chinese were what the Vietnamese said, involved in corrupt business practices. Chinese provoked a lot of bloodshed, said Radio Moscow. 12 Vietnamese guards dead, 25 were wounded. Yesterday, Vietnam, in the retaliation, or 2 days ago, when they took over a mile of Chinese territory, 700 Chinese were lost in that struggle. Vietnam is indignant over the provocations. They will defend the sovereignty of Vietnam. Soviet Union says, we will defend the sovereignty of the Vietnam people. Soviet hydrotechnical project. They have now been able to grow grapes, fruit, and vegetables in Siberia. Jesus Christ. That's supposed to be ice up there. They're using hydrotechnical energy. They've learned how to harness sunshine and through irrigation underground. But they're developing a process in which they will not require any water, just the harnessing of the sun. And they already got grapes, fruit, vegetables growing in Siberia. Well, yes, you can tell who's ahead. Soviet Union only 50 years of age, and half their country was set back This country was set half back again when half of its country was raped, its farm belts, its industries. You don't understand what this is? You know what Siberia, part of Siberia is like? It's like the North Pole. And they're growing vegetables and fruits and grapes. They'll turn, yes, I'll just surrender now. Agriculture in Central Asia depends largely on water systems. Water projects cost 5% of the nation's total income. Very large-scale project. Now they have found a way, though, they will not have to use water for these growing, these farm areas. Siberia, large hydro projects are being built that would cost, in terms of U.S. dollars, some $20 billion. At some time, environmental programs are being started on the Caspian Sea, the central regions. Natural development stresses environmental programs. By the year 1980, there will be no desert wasteland in the Soviet Union. You know how much of their land was desert? I don't know, but it's a hell of a lot. Gobi Desert, yes, the biggest desert in the world. Before the revolution, he said only 15% could be used for agriculture. Now they make the claims, and Sweden has supported it in their broadcast, and so is BBC, that they're going to have everything. And they didn't say the year, but they said they'd have everything, every bit of their ice lands and their deserts growing, just like it was the most fertile area. How many people were in Cambodia, Comrade Grubb? I was correct then. 7,100,000. Of that, a third dead would be how much? 2,300,400,000. About 2,400,000 have been wiped out, socialists, communists, and their children dying of hunger. Okay, who are those who have not had the verbal test? Shift. Martin Amis, Sharon Amis, there's riots in every Iranian city, in spite of the fact they've had a change of government. Go to the extra class. Thank you. What's happening on the Soviet space station? So in the Soviet, in that spacecraft, it's being conducted. A new cosmonaut group went up, including East Germans and Polish and Soviets. It's a combined Warsaw Pact venture. They're building a space city, studying the Earth's surfaces, testing sensor devices that can detect and burn up the industries of war, as I said, their nuclear silos and so forth. This is kind of a tough one. I don't think I'll give you that one. And this is also tough. But maybe you should not, having had an experience with somebody. What are the drug users in the U.S. up to these days? I gave it yesterday's news. They half of our youth are on them, and they call them something that you put something you don't want anymore, and they call them what? Youth are on drugs. They're poly-drug addictions now. They mix anything they can get their hands on. They'll mix alcohol. They'll mix LSD, they'll mix sleeping pills and tranquilizers, and they call it polydrug addiction. They're treating the bodies of our youth, over half of them are treating their bodies like garbage cans. Tell me something about the news that I gave tonight. What did you hear in the news, honey? What's happening in Vietnam, between Vietnam and whoever over there right now, China, for instance. News. What did Sweden say about the storm U.S. has kicked up over Soviet dissidents? Do you know? I mean, quite a bit of it yesterday. Is it interfered with? They'll shoot down the sons and daughters of the ruling class. And they know you'll shoot down black because they've done it all their life. We know what they did to Indians and Wounded Knee.
just months ago. We know they'll shoot us down. They shot blacks just for protesting in Jackson State University. Shot them down without a question. Nobody went to jail for that. Nobody ever goes to jail when they're doing something for the ruling class. Till the ruling class finally falls itself and sells out each other. That's one thing that we can be thankful for. They have no security because they may be in the embassy thinking they've done U.S. biddings well because that international harvester, Crawford by name, was serving U.S. capitalism. That's what he was trying to do, help the capitalists. But by God, when the heat got on, the U.S. ambassador turned him over to the Russians. And they'll see that his fucking ass goes to jail. And I hope it rots there myself. There's a good example of what capitalism's like. You saw how quick they sold out each other. Saw how Nixon sold out one right after another. Keep his ass out of jail. Now he's more popular than President Carter. 37% of the population say he's a great president. 26%, only 26%. 26 out of every 100 people in USA say Carter's even good. 37 out of 100 say that crooked son of a bitch is an excellent. Nixon was an excellent president. Now he's selling a book. What did I tell you today about books? You passed. Anybody know? Nixon's writing a goddamn book. What did I tell you about it? Selling gold engraved copies. Selling these gold engraved copies for $250. He'll sign it in gold. And if you want it in a gold case, you can get it $1,000. He's going to make a goddamn blooming several millions. But capitalists get theirs too because the shame and the pain is causing his wife to die slowly of cancer. But damn his ass, he'll get phlebitis again too. He almost lost his. But the American people are stupid. Anybody, Nixon, all the shit he pulled, I got on TV and they caught him in lies. Robert Frost caught his ass right square in lies. His own fucking book, I read the book, the book contradicts itself. He writes his own book, he condemns himself, but he makes money off of being a liar and a crook and a thief. I don't like a country like that. If I was in that goddamn country, as our good chief said in the play the other night, that had robbed the lands and raped the people and caused the black man with his sweat and blood to build it and the Indian cheated out of it, you know what the hell I'd be doing today? I'd be going to church praying like hell. That's right shit. Where in the hell are you at, honey? If you fell for that one, you really... I just don't want to tell you what the hell I'm going to do because I got some Holy Ghost plans. Said the Holy Ghost fell on them like fire. Didn't it? Fire set upon each of them. Bless your heart if I ever get my ass right close to death. When I'm finished and you've got everything taken care of and I got you to safety, whether it's here or Russia, and you're living in peace, I'm going to see that the Holy Ghost descends on them with fire. You don't believe my ass, you just watch it. It said on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost set on each of them with fire. Didn't it? Don't you believe in the Holy Ghost? I believe in fire. If that's what the Holy Ghost is, fire. I believe in fire. I don't know whether it'll be on their head or under their ass, but it'll be fire. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious name. You said these are they that turn the world upside down. Hallelujah. Said the governments of the world suffered violence. And the violent going to take it by force. Yes, you did, Jesus. Bless your ass, Jesus. You did say it, Jesus. And I'm going to use your words. Thank you, Jesus. He so said it. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy socialist name. Thank you, Jesus. Right in there, baby. He chased the money changers out with a goddamn whip. I ain't interested in his fucking blood. No matter, I don't worry about a man when his blood's gone. But when he was alive, he was whipping money changers out. What you got there? Time? Well, it's not quite. Tell me something from today's news. We only got a little handful to get through here yet.
You talked about how they grow fruit in this cold country.
That's the country that's offered us to take us in if we have any troubles. Yeah. What is that country?
That's Russia.
Russia, yeah. They prefer S-S-R, if we're learning our Russian.
S-S-R.
S-S-R. S-S-R. S-S-R. S-S-S-R. I never put all three of them in there. Okay, Russia, Soviet Union. Okay, that's good enough. Next. What are the Soviet coal mines like? Do you remember, compared to those mines I mentioned this morning? You may not know it. You may have not caught it. Soviet coal mines are so much more decent. How many remember what I said? I thought you might be in particular seeing that picture. It was, well, you don't know it, so I'll give it to you right quickly because I want you to know it. Soviet coal mines, 28-hour work week. They retire at 50 by law, even though every one of them have gas masks all day. And you never saw a miner going back to work that had one mask on. And as that one man said, that black man said, we all come out looking colored when we come out of here. We all look the same color when we come out of that mess. We all look black. Highest paid workers in the entire Soviet Union are those that go down the mines. The mines, there's not been a mine explosion in the Soviet Union in 25 years. No black lung disease reported in 12 years. That's significant. That shows the people that are taking care of people. And yet they did this and fought the Nazis and had to take the big burden of fighting the fascists. The fascist Nazis are both the same. The last stage of capitalism. They had to do all the fighting. They had to do all the risks. They lost 22 million people. They had all their farmlands destroyed, all their factories destroyed. And yet they have done this in 25 years. America shows its shame, how ineffective its capitalism is. World's safest mines, according to Radio Sweden. Profit goes into worker health care. They have the best health care facilities because they watch for any signs at all. And if they've not had a case of black lung in that number of years, I think that's quite significant. Mine workers have the best pensions in the Soviet Union. They were given a 10% raise last year. They are retired at full pay at 50. You saw that poor old man there breathing. Said, I can't afford it. I can't afford to retire. $150 pension. Who in the hell could afford a $150 pension? Shit, you're lucky if you don't pay that much in rent. You know that. That's what rent costs, USA. Tell me something you got on the news.
I remember you saying that I didn't get
what right.
Crop.
1980, that's good enough. Be seated.
Thank you, man.
Tell me something of the news.
I can tell you about what you said tonight about the, how the socialist guerrillas in Rhodesia were bombed by the U.S. airplanes.
Yes.
And one village was bombed by a napalm.
Wiped out. No sign of life. Our tax dollars again cause our guilt if we don't have something wrong with it. Anything else you remember in the news?
Also about the newsman wanted to know about if they were going to experiment with space war.
And the Soviet Union says they weren't going to tell them. And that was sensible. Right. Okay, next. What'd you get out of the news?
What I got out of the news is a Moscow said, I don't know the man name, accused him killing one third of the population.
Moscow?
Kampuchea.
Yeah, don't be afraid. What's wrong with being wrong? You see, better be wrong than to say nothing. I always think so. I'd much rather see somebody make a mistake than to stand there like a dummy. It makes us more irritated. Don't you feel? I don't mind when you make wrong. We're all wrong. We make mistakes every day. Kampuchea is called by the white man Cambodia.
Yeah.
That'll kill a third of the population. That's right. They've already killed a third of the population. The Khmer Rouge is the one that started the revolution. They had both nationalists and socialist Marxist-Leninists in them. But you can't trust nationalists. You've got to get a hold of them fast because they got a hold of the government and they killed off all the socialists and communists. and they're running a campaign of terror there. Okay, Nick, please. What did you get in the news?
I don't remember any of the news there.
None of the news at all?
Nothing tonight.
What's the doctrine of three worlds?
The doctrine of three worlds?
Are you in Professor Rohrer's class?
No, sir.
Well, I'd get in that class because you'd probably be helped by it. You're a good worker.
Thank you.
All right.
I got the news that the Warsaw Pact is getting ready for the war, and China's going around.
They're meeting in the Crimea, right?
And China's going around signing treaties and friendship treaties with anybody, because she said when she had a war that only she's only gonna lose 3% of the people, of her people.
What'd you say? Well, I
missed.
She wrote. That's very good. You earned that. That's very good. Excellent. Okay. No, let's see here. What have I got for you? How much uranium deposit have they found on the moon?
Can you run that by me one more time with a lot of hints?
I never did discuss uranium on the moon, Wesley. We just like to cap on you. They say you have a German superiority. Will you speak German?
Lou's just mad because he was born in the South.
You were pissed off because you were the German that they didn't kill when the Jews came in. And you got all the Jews here for your sins.
You're not German. Wesley, Roosevelt Turner? That's not a German name.
I'll just take an extra class.
Oh, you're all right, Wesley. Tell me something you got on the news tonight. We don't discriminate against Nazis.
Yeah, you Zionist, you know. Anyway, President Marcos of the Philippines said that the United States was pushing a human rights issue, and they weren't even talking about economic rights when in the United States. And he said it should be discounted until the United States can show something about economic equality.
Very good. He called it a new form of imperialism. What did he call it? I don't expect you to.
I think he called it moral imperialism.
That's right. He said. U.S.'s moral imperialism makes me sick. That's what he said. U.S. moral imperialism makes me sick. He said that is really something for U.S. to talk about any kind of morality when there are people are starving, that people are in jail for political reasons. Well enough, you passed. Mr. Turner, we will see you the next time. Okay, now quickly, I'll show. Tell me some nations in Africa, sweetie. Do you know any nation in Africa? Some teacher help her. Well, I go on here. In class, in general strike, half of the army was arrested, but still hasn't been sufficient because one half of the army still is against him. Because they thought he was too light on the leftists, they got out with 140. That made our hearts all feel good. They took over the National Palace, you know, the guerrillas did, 20 of them. The first news from Voice of America said they can't be Nicaraguan. I thought that was a real revelation.
So they can't be Nicaraguan, because all the Nicaraguans we had been killed 10 years ago. All the Nicaraguan guerrillas we had killed 10 years ago. That was the first thing that spit out of Voice of America's mouth. We had them all killed 10 years ago. They said they had to be Cuban. But now they've got off that line. They admit that there was some information they didn't have. I guess they'd have to when you get it. But in the first place in the goddamn world, I'd love to have been there. But here you got 20 guerrillas that have shot 6 policemen dead, and they're getting on the fucking airline with all these prisoners, and the whole goddamn capital, Managua, pours out and tears down the fences saying, "Hey!" The face of the machine guns against them. Even the protest or the strike in Nicaragua can be life sentenced. But the whole goddamn town came out cheering them for doing it. That's, you know, that's what I like to hear. I don't know that they say you don't react to that kind of shit. You're not revolutionary yet. You ain't thinking too much of your stomach or your husband or your wife or your kids. You don't have a world revolutionary vision, or that would have stirred your heart. That stirred my heart, that they had the courage and the sense and the planning to take over the whole goddamn parliament and the national palace and hold 5,000 motherfuckers in there and went out with 140 some plus political prisoners that would have been slated to be shot. Took out all those that were under the death sentence. Everyone they got out that was being sentenced to death, they got them all out. And who did they take as hostage? A big right-wing head of a cardinal head of the goddamn Catholic Church. Took his ass, and where'd they take him to? Panama. And Panama's moving to the left. We like that because we got our shipping concern there. Our ship operates out of there. And they gave them all sanctuary. That's quite a brave mission. Panama's very small. To give them all sanctuary when they've killed 6 policemen. And then I think there were 3 army men they shot, too. Mm-hmm. I think, according to all world reports, Somoza's days are numbered. Somoza's days are numbered. Somoza military was tipped off by a banker. Somoza was going to split with his millions of dollars. They attempted to take power. 100 heads of the armed forces face executions in a court-martial, in a trial. Most commentators say that Nicaragua will be the second Cuba in Latin America. What's happened in Campuchia? You've already heard. About a third of the people have been killed by the Khmer Rouge nationalists, the fascist element that took power from the communists. McGovern, Senator McGovern, and several other liberals around the world have asked for some force to be sent there to liberate. But nobody will do it. President Carter said no, so did the Congress vote down today. What's happening in Australia? Ought to concern you. White Australia. How many know? All black people should know. The original people there were not the Indians. The original people in Australia were black people. Not only are black people in Africa, but the original islands, many of them in the Pacific and in Australia, it belonged to black people. They called them the Aborigines. Well, what did they do to those Aborigines? They took all their land. Took it all. To build what? Hydroelectric generators and dams. And didn't give them one goddamn penny. They're doing the same thing in America with the Indians, taking their tribal lands, then turn around, say that in some cases make it look like they're giving individual Indians property, then they end up with having years and years of property tax on it, so they lose the land anyway. Tricky dicky shit. Still goes on. The Indians have lost all, and where all the Indian land has the rich resources of coal. What's left of coal and uranium is on Indian tribal land. I'm sick of
you. Want to go back?
On the go.
Make my ass
Carter on a camping trip and out with nature. His boat overturned and nearly lost his life. He's returning 2 days early because he's dissatisfied with the gas bill compromise. He was trying to give...